expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
And here we are again at Our Urban Story. This is Barbara from Harlem. And
BB Diamond. Hello, everyone.
Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. What's the date today?
Today is May 12th, 2018.
That is correct. And tomorrow is?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. And I hope everyone out there will take time and just, you know, be kind to your mother. And even those mothers who have never given birth, but they've been a mother to people. Remember them on this special day and give them a special hug, fix them a meal. Just be extra kind to them because mothers are valuable to all of us.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Mothers are absolutely valuable. The society would not work without mothers. So tomorrow we should celebrate mothers, your mother, your sister, your wife, whoever is a mother in your life. And maybe it's a woman who hasn't, as you said, given birth, but who is a mother to children in the neighborhood, a mother to the community. So let's celebrate mothers tomorrow in big ways and maybe small ways, just a simple flower, just a simple thank you to acknowledge the women in your life who are mothers, whether biologically or spiritually, a mother to others.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we're here on Saturday, May 12th, as we said. We're supposed to be in the middle of spring, but it's a little chilly in the northeastern part of the United States. We hope that wherever you are across this country, that the weather is a little nicer. But since we're above ground and we're breathing and speaking and talking, it is a good day regardless of the weather.
Amen.
As we say almost every week, there's so much that's going on in the news, but this past week has been, I would say, history-making in many ways.
Definitely.
Some key milestones occurred this week as far as foreign policy is concerned. Well, two of the biggest stories in my mind are the fact that we have three Asian Americans released from North Korea, and the president and vice president and their wives were there to greet them at the airport as they came back to the United States at 3 a.m. I mean, it's just amazing that they came back in relatively good health and that the president of the United States thought it was important enough to meet these three Asian Americans as a return to U.S. soil. Barbara, your thoughts, please.
I mean, it was absolutely astonishing, and I'm so proud of our president, our vice president, and their wonderful wives for getting up that time of the morning, dressing, you know, because this was a very special occasion, and greeting those three prisoners that were released from North Korea only because we have a president who has courage, who has strength, and he is respected.
Absolutely. And we remember the 23 or 24, forgive me for not remembering, Otto Warmbier, young man, went to North Korea. When he got back to the United States, he obviously had suffered a great deal in North Korea, to put it mildly, and he subsequently passed away. And his parents were, I believe they remarked on the fact that these three prisoners came back in relatively good health as compared to their son.
Absolutely.
And I believe that happened because Kim Jong-un knew,
that's right,
that if those three Americans were not in good condition, he would have hell to pay from the United States.
Amen.
I'm not going to say what would have happened, but he knows that President Trump is not former President Obama. We mean what we say. We are the strongest, most powerful nation on earth. We're not a nation of wimps. So North Korea has now understands that they can only go so far before we will take action. So it's not surprising to me that these prisoners, who are Christian men, they thank God, thank the president, and said America's the greatest country on earth.
Yes.
They were very grateful for their release. So it's not surprising to me they came back in good health, as opposed to the prisoners in North Korea who were there under Obama or during the Obama administration's tenure.
That's right. That's correct. I mean, thank God we have a president that people know has a spine. Mm-hmm. And he's not a Muslim sympathizer. Mm-hmm. And he says, let's put Americans first and America first. And he not only said it, but he's showing us in living color.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I'm very proud of our president, our vice president, and their wonderful, beautiful ladies as the First Lady and the Second Lady of America.
Amen. If you want to join the conversation, our number here is area code 973-925-4559. Again, 973-925-4559. Another huge story that came out this week is that Donald Trump announced that the United States would be leaving the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action as it relates to Iran. There are several other European signatories to this plan that was enacted in 2015 under the Obama administration, and it's more commonly known as the Iran plan. Basically, essentially, from my point of view, being non-political about it, it was as if we were paying ransom to a murderous regime to stop threatening
Absolutely.
Us and to stop killing us and to tamper down on their nuclear weapons plan. And we were paying ransom to Iran, essentially. I mean, I remember when we put this plan into place with our European allies that even on the State Department's website, it had designated Iran as a state sponsor of terrorism.
Absolutely.
And yet we were making this deal with Iran, paying them in essence not to kill us or to attack anyone. And Trump correctly described it as a really horrible deal. And
yes.
It was an embarrassment that in essence, they put millions of dollars on a plane and sent over millions in cash. We, the United States, did this to a murderous regime. That was embarrassing. If you and I did that, if you and I put $100 million or attempted to on a plane, we would be investigated for money laundering. And yet the Obama administration did that to appease this murderous regime, which has said its intent is to destroy Israel.
And call us the big Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And calls us the big Satan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't even know why when Obama was doing this, it wasn't challenged by those members of Congress. Oh, maybe it was because they didn't want to be called racist. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a really disastrous plan. Thanks to Israel's Mossad intelligence agency.
Yes.
We know now it was a fraud. It was a lie.
All of
because
them.
Essentially what we are doing is what we were doing is paying Iran ransom to tamper down on its nuclear ambitions. And what Israel did is they found half a ton of documents in this dilapidated warehouse in inside Iran that revealed secrets about their nuclear plans or nuclear, how they were going to develop a nuclear weapon.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it was all a false. It was all a fraud, this whole plan. And these people, the mullahs of Iran have said they wanted to, God forbid, and want to annihilate Israel. Why would we make a deal with these people? They're responsible for the deaths of Americans.
Absolutely.
Because they sponsor Hezbollah, and Hezbollah was responsible for murdering those 236 Marines in Lebanon.
That's
I believe
correct.
It was in 1983.
That's
so
right.
Iran has American blood on its hands. Why? We are the most powerful nation on earth. Why in the world are we bending backwards, bending over for a country like Iran that if we wanted to, we could destroy their capital, Tehran, within minutes?
Well, I think that those who were instrumental in doing this deal, Obama, Kerry, are sympathizers of other regimes.
Mm.
I think that they have a fondness for them more than for the United States of America, period. Because why would you give terrorists, those who sponsor terrorism, that kind of money? And as a ransom, I mean, you know, there is no honor among thieves.
Mm-hmm.
So how could you guarantee that that payoff was going to make sure that they didn't do what they usually do? I don't think he cared whether or not we were at risk. That's my personal opinion, and it may not be correct, but that's how I feel about it.
Well, John Kerry had and continues to engage in shadow diplomacy.
He did that during the Vietnam War also.
Yes, and there are those who whose knowledge is greater than mine, who said that he could possibly be charged under the Logan Act.
And he should.
You are not supposed to act or engage in foreign policy without the consent of the United States government. And he's been doing that. He's been talking to the Iranians and talking to the Palestinians, trying to counteract,
yes,
trying to refute or trying to undermine Donald Trump's foreign policy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's a traitor. Mm. That's my take on it.
Right, right. I don't necessarily go that far.
I know, and you wouldn't, but I do. Because
yeah.
He was noted for doing that in Vietnam. That's why the communists,
yes,
have a statue of him or a picture of him in their museum.
No, that is correct.
So the Swift Boat Veterans, I purchased the book and I read it very thoroughly. They deemed him a traitor.
Wow. Yeah. That I think really hurt his campaign in 2004.
And thank God.
Against George W. Bush. But yeah, John Kerry was recently seen working with coming out of the Iranian ambassador's office.
That's correct.
He's trying to undermine President Trump's foreign policy.
Yes, he is.
And that is really not acceptable.
That's correct.
If he wanted to be effective, he would ask Trump for a meeting, explain
Absolutely.
Why he thought that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action or the Iran deal was worth saving, but he didn't do that.
No.
He said he went behind President Trump's back.
No, and that's his character. You know, I mean, as I said, the Swift Boat vets,
mm-hmm,
he never tried to sue them.
Right.
And that book came out.
This is true.
Never.
Mm.
If it was packed with lies, why didn't he sue them?
That's
he's a
the
personal,
point.
He's a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
He did not.
Right.
And they didn't speak very highly of him, and they classified him as a traitor. And the things that are in that book, you know, were astonishing. And I'm so thankful that Americans did not fall for whatever rhetoric he was laying down, and he lost that election.
Mm, good
and
point.
And he's not qualified. He shouldn't have been qualified to be the Secretary of State. But under Obama, mm-hmm, anything goes.
Mm. Okay.
Anything
goes. Well, after Trump pulled us out of that nuclear deal with Iran, Iran attacked Israel, which is the first time, based on what I've been hearing and reading, the first time that Iran has attacked Israel directly. And they launched the attacks from Syria. And Israel has made it very clear that it will not allow Syria to be used as a forward base from which Iran will attack Israel. So Syria will suffer the consequences if it allows Iran to use it as a base from which to attack Israel. Israel responded in kind, but I would say to the mullahs of Iran, you're heading for your death.
Annihilation.
Because Israel, too, can destroy Tehran, their capital,
in a minute.
Within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So Tehran is in a very difficult position. I do not have sympathy for Iran. Saudi Arabia applauds the fact that we pulled out of this foolish deal that Obama got us into. And it seems as though that the Obama administration pulled all the tricks out of the book to get this deal signed, not sending it through Congress, not sending
Absolutely.
It to Senate for any oversight, any checks and balances. They did everything they could to bend over backwards for Iran, and Iran was lying the whole time.
And unfortunately, during the Obama administration, our Congress really failed us.
Mm.
They were spineless because many of those executive orders and these things that he did without their approval should have been challenged.
Right.
And they were not. And I guess it was because they didn't want to be called names.
True. Now, after the U.S. pulled out from Iran, the Congress, or whatever the legislative body in Iran, burned a U.S. flag.
Yes, they did.
But they've been saying death to America, calling us the great Satan and Israel the little Satan for at least
Absolutely.
Close to 40
and
years.
And why would you pay somebody money who calls you the big Satan?
Exactly. That's just crazy.
That
brings to mind when Neville Chamberlain tried
yes.
to appease Adolf Hitler. It didn't work in 1939. It's not going to work in 2018 with Iran. Iran. The only reason Iran doesn't have death camps for Jews and others, God forbid, is they don't have the weaponry, the machinery, the infrastructure of Germany, because most Muslim countries are not that advanced.
That's right.
So thank God they don't have that capability. And they have the nerve to set a clock for when they're going to destroy Israel. Israel will utterly destroy Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. And the Minister of Defense of Israel said if it rains in Israel, Iran will be a flood.
Amen.
And the United States, thank God, we have made it very clear to Iran that we will come to Israel's defense if we need to.
That's right.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reportedly warned Iran, if you harm Israel, you will face severe U.S. response.
And thank God that now, at this time in our history, the United States and Israel relations are at their strongest. So Iran and everyone needs to know that, that our friend in the Middle East, number one, is Israel.
Absolutely. It's clear because Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East.
Absolutely.
It's where people of all faiths can come and worship freely in Israel.
Yes, they
can. As long as you respect the fact that it is a Jewish state, and it needs to be a Jewish state. That's the promised land that God gave to the children of Israel. And we should not try to change its identity to make it a non-Jewish state.
Absolutely.
And it was their refuge after what happened in World War II. And I have to tell you, it reminds me of Ezekiel 37.
Of course.
And it's clear where the dry bones come to life. And if God promised them they would return to their land.
Amen.
Very interesting. Moving on, before I want to get this in, you were interviewed by Front Page's Jamie Glazoff.
Yes.
This past Wednesday. Please tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. He is so exciting. And he lives in, Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about the book. We just talked. And, my literary agent was able to send him a pre-published copy of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he read it thoroughly because he was asking me things that I had to, I said, oh, yeah, that's in the book,
And Barbara, for those who are listening for the first time, give us a brief synopsis about the book, please.
Oh, the book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And that title should tell you a lot about what's in that book. I talk about my experiences at a very liberal arts college that I graduated from in 2000, and I think it was 6.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about that. I talk about clergy chatter. And I am a member of the clergy, and I have a lot of experience visiting churches. And, I explained that a lot of the chatter, it's just chatter. In other words, I've heard some very alarming things coming from pulpits, in particularly black churches, which doesn't do anything to promote productivity, happiness, growth, and mental stability within the black community. So that's in the book also. I have a chapter in there that says, thank God for slavery. Now, that may sound a little, strange, whatever, but I think about someone who came over here as a slave, as a child, Phyllis Wheatley, who said 'twas mercy. Excuse me. 'Twas mercy that brought her from the pagan land, and that was Africa. So the book is, it goes back and forth, and he also mentioned about the chapter in there that I had an encounter with the KKK, which involved shooting. I had to shoot. I had to defend my brother and my children and myself against a KKK member.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was a very difficult time, but I got through it. And I am a proponent for the Second Amendment because I know in real lifetime how important it is when you are attacked by someone who's vicious. If you're not able to arm, if you're not able to defend yourself and shoot back, boy, that could spell disaster.
Well, I'm glad. And how did the interview go with Jamie Glazoff?
It went so well. It was so perfect. He is such an inspiration, and he is so well versed that this was one of the most pleasant meaningful and engaging interviews I've ever had.
Very nice, very nice. So, again, the book is called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem. You can get it on Amazon, Books a Million, Walmart.com. And if you don't remember the title, it's important for you to remember her name.
Barbara from Harlem.
And it's really all you have to do in the search field in Amazon.
Yes.
Just type in Barbara from Harlem, enter, and her book should come up.
And when he sends me the link to our interview, we will inform you. And please, you know, take the time just to listen to it. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Excellent. And so for those of you who want to call in, the number is area code 973-925-4559. And you'll get to speak to Barbara from Harlem personally and directly.
Yes.
Just before we go to break, we have a few minutes before we go to break. The United States Embassy will be opening up in Jerusalem on Tuesday, May 15th, which is
Amen.
A huge deal, after so many presidents promised to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move the U.S. embassy there. President Trump is the first one who's actually acting on it. And this is based on a
Absolutely.
Law that was passed in Congress in 1995.
That's right. And I just wanted to mention one or two things before we go to break. Jobless claims remain near 48-year low. And 2.2 million fewer people are on food stamps under President Donald John Trump.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, and so thank you for mentioning that. This has been a really great week for the president.
Absolutely.
Really, the media has come at him left and right, and he has just been forging ahead, accomplishing things, because we know that without his strength, Kim Jong-un would not be willing to speak to the president of South Korea. Kim Jong-un has been previously engaging in very bellicose rhetoric.
Yes.
Very violent rhetoric.
Military displays.
Exactly.
Yes.
Launching rockets and missiles in Asian, you know, in that part of the world, and threatening South Korea. So for him to do that, to go to the point of holding the hand of the president of South Korea, that's because of Trump's strength. Trump has let the world know America is back. We are the most powerful country in the world. We're not ashamed of it. We're not going to apologize for our strength. We're not going to minimize our strength to appease certain people. And in the Middle East in particular, strength is respected.
Very much so. I just wanted to read this exclusive from Breitbart. John Hagee, you know, Pastor John Hagee, says Trump, like Truman, earned political immortality by moving embassy to Jerusalem.
Wow. How powerful.
How powerful.
I think a large number of Americans, a large delegation that's going, Trump
yes.
will address it via video, the opening of the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. And Trump just ignored the threats. Well, if you open the Jerusalem, if you recognize
Absolutely.
Jerusalem, the Muslim world will protest. It'll foment unrest and all that. If you do that, if you do this, he's been warned against doing things. You pull out of the Iran nuclear deal.
Yes.
Iran will do this. All Iran can do is burn our flags and say death to America.
Absolutely. And DACA's another one.
Right. If you pull out of DACA, if you don't, he had all these threats, and he's putting America first. And Iran knows, it really knows, we're not going to be intimidated by the bellicose threats, death to America, America's the great Satan, all that. We don't care. We are the number one power in the world, and we're not going to apologize for it, unlike what happened under and during the Obama administration. So
That's
the world
right.
is on notice.
Mom. Absolutely, absolutely. They know that we have a president, number one, who loves this country, a president who has a spine, a president who is inspired by God and respects the God who made this country, who built this country. Mm-hmm. In God we trust.
Amen.
We have a president and a first lady who respect that. They don't mind putting their hand over their hearts and saluting the flag of America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Now, this is a new phase that we're going through, and I am so happy. I am so delighted that we have a president who really knows what it is to appreciate the wonder and the beauty and the majesty of a country where you have freedom and liberty. We're not perfect, but We're a far cry from some of the nations that exist. Yes, Miss Diamond.
I think we're going to break. I don't know. Producer? Yep. Okay, we're going to break.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Stay with us and support those who support DDVRadio.com.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we are back with you. This is, again, Barbara from Harlem. I just wanted to just, you know, bring you some good news. There's a gentleman by the name of Richard Arvin Overton, and he was born May the 11th, 1906.
Wow.
What's so special about him is that he's the oldest living veteran of World War II. He was honored in 2013, you know, by the governor of Texas then, Rick Perry, as well as President Obama honored him. And I just wanted to say this is, you know, very good news. He's 112 now.
Wow.
And he's of African-American. And what is it? It tells us African-American and I can't
that's okay.
See it. Right. That's right. Oh, African-American and Irish descent.
Okay.
His great-grandfather was white.
Uh-huh.
You know, back then in those days, you know what happened. So, and I was just looking at his picture, and my goodness, he was a looker when he was much younger. But thank God that America, he was in the United States Army.
Awesome. Awesome.
And I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. But I have to take it on a little more serious side.
Yes,
one
I know
story.
You do.
We want to touch on John McCain. As you know, he is suffering from brain cancer. And it's sad that he's suffering from brain cancer. I mean, regardless of your political views, I mean, most Americans who know about Senator John McCain view him as a hero. I know that there's those who served with him during the Vietnam War who may not agree, but John McCain, to a lot of people, is a war hero. But lately, there's been problematic things that have been said by John McCain, and I do think it's because he's dying. He knows he's dying. He's even preparing for his funeral, even going as far as saying he doesn't want President Trump at his funeral. But Barbara, I'm going to let you take over the story about Senator John McCain.
Well, what I think right now he is, what he's doing is very sad. He made the remark not only that he didn't want Trump to come to his funeral, but also that he made a mistake by choosing Sarah Palin as his running mate. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous,
right?
And that's heartless. And Sarah Palin responded, you know, she said that was like a punch in the gut, something like that. And because all of us, I think all of us will agree that once she joined the ticket, there was some spark to the ticket. You know, even James Dobson, who said he would never vote for McCain, he changed his mind after he named Sarah Palin to run as his vice president. So I don't know why he would come out with a remark like that. And at this point in your life, you should be making peace with God.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be making these statements that are really unnecessary. If you can't say anything good, sometimes it's best to shut up.
Because what's the value in saying that about Sarah Palin?
There's
at this
no
point?
No value.
I mean, he ran in 2008. That's about going on 10 years now.
That's correct.
There's no value in saying that about Sarah Palin. There's no need to say it. No, she may not have been the best presidential candidate, who is really.
She wasn't the worst.
But she wasn't the worst. And to your point, I remember in 2008 where it gave a new spark to your point, to his campaign, because otherwise I really wasn't excited about John McCain's presidential
campaign.
Not
at all.
No,
not at all. And I think it's totally unnecessary. I understand that Donald Trump, our President Trump, said something that he didn't like. But where is the love thy neighbor, forgiving people? You know, if you can forgive Obama because he's invited to the funeral, you can forgive Obama for what happened in Benghazi.
Right.
You should be able to forgive Trump for what he said. You know, Trump is sometimes a little unorthodox. Many times.
Right.
We
sometimes
know that.
Donald Trump needs to have a filter. So does Rudy Giuliani, but that's a different story.
Yes.
You know, we remember the remark. Trump just basically had gotten into the campaign, and he said a very unfortunate remark about prisoners of war. And I can understand why John McCain would have been upset about it. But John McCain could have...
When do you get over it?
When you get over it, he could have really educated Donald Trump. But I think Donald Trump would have embraced Senator John McCain with open arms. And Senator McCain could have really been a key point person on Veterans Affairs. And instead, he has used his power, his clout, his money to attack Donald Trump, to undermine President Trump. He admitted to funding or financing the false dossier upon which the FBI launched an investigation, upon which Robert Mueller has launched this Russia probe, which is really rapidly turning into just ridiculous waste of time. John McCain has recently urged this past week that the Senate reject the nomination of Gina Haspel as the first woman who would head the Central Intelligence Agency. He promised the voters of the great state of Arizona that he would vote against Obamacare once it came up for a vote, because Obamacare is just a disaster, the Affordable Care Act. And he went against the people of Arizona, whom he promised he would vote to repeal it. So because Donald Trump wanted that repealed. And so he, instead of keeping his promises, instead of what's doing best for his party, for the country, more importantly, the country, he's doing what he can to undermine, in my humble opinion, President Trump.
Absolutely. I believe that's the campaign he's on, and, you know, working hard to undermine him any way he can. And I think that's so sad, because, like I said, he should be making his peace with God.
Absolutely.
You know, when he was in prison, and I'm not going to try to diminish it.
Right.
At all, but the ones he was in prison with didn't think very highly of him.
Wow.
That's all I can say. Yeah. I went on the internet, you know, and I did a little research, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And they said he was a traitor, but, I mean, for him to come out to show this is his character, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and this is not, I think this is not a good side of him that we're seeing now.
Right, exactly.
But if it is what it is.
Right, exactly.
And regardless of what he says, you know, things will still be accomplished.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly.
And this shows you, some of these people that we have elected do not put country first. Mm. Or I should say God first and country next.
Wow, wow.
They don't. Mm. Because for the sake of the country, for the unity of the country, mm-hmm. you could have spared us the remarks you made about Sarah Palin.
Right.
You could have spared us saying that you don't want Trump to your funeral. Are you going to know the difference at your funeral? What are you going to do? If he shows up, you're going to jump up and put him out?
Right, exactly.
Come on, let's be real.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Barbara, I know you have some thoughts on Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California. Do you want to share them with us, please?
I think she's out of her mind, but, you know, everyone thinks that. But you know what I do love? They recently had a hearing in the Senate in reference to discrimination against blacks or minorities as far as auto loans are concerned. Maxine Waters and her group of people, I didn't see them. Mm-hmm. I had nerve enough to say that based on your name and your zip code, that's how they can determine that you may be a minority and charge you higher rates or mistreat you and you know, be mm-hmm. discriminate against you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a representative from Pennsylvania named Mike Kelly who did something that Republicans very seldom, if they ever do. Mm. And what he did in his speech, and you need to go to, what is it, YouTube. Mm-hmm. And hear it for yourself.
Wow.
He told them how ridiculous their claim was.
Right.
It was not, excuse me, based on facts. In other words, Maxine Waters and her group of people who said that there was discrimination based on auto loans and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Basically, what he said is all a lie, a fabricated lie. Mm. And he said, we in this country, we need to focus on what brings us together, not what divides us.
Absolutely.
In other words, he called them out playing the race card. And Republicans are afraid to do that.
Yes.
That's what impressed me about Mike.
And he's a Republican.
He's a Republican from Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Mike Kelly. He called it what it is because,
right.
And Maxine Waters, why she became so irritated.
Right.
They don't want their game that has worked for decades exposed.
Exactly.
And that's what upset her. It wasn't what he said. Yes, it was what he said, but it was just the idea that he had guts enough to call it, and your game has been exposed. Stop the discrimination song. Stop the discrimination banner. Put it down. Mm-hmm. Because this country, she's 79 years old. She has seen as many changes in America and even more than I have.
Wow. Wow.
We've come a long, 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 long way.
Yes.
You don't see any Jim Crow around.
Exactly.
All of that has been taken away. You don't see black people having to pay a toll to vote.
Exactly.
All of that has dissipated. You don't see any black people going to the back of a bus.
That's right, baby.
Or going all around the back of a restaurant.
Exactly.
Where they can't get service.
Right.
You don't see that. My brothers sat in Woolworth. To try to end segregation.
Right.
When we were down south.
Wow.
She's seen even more than I have seen.
Right.
She's seen that that black Americans have been voted into Congress, voted into the Senate.
And voted into the White House.
Mm-hmm. How dare these people? I am so proud of Mike Tilley, and my message to more Republicans, call it out. Call it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because black people in particular, and even the white liberals, need to have that shackle on their brain broken. America has come a long way. Not to say that we don't have one or two incidences around. That's true. That's human. That's human nature. But for them to say that auto loans, before it was houses, buying houses.
Let me stop you there.
Yes.
You and I were talking about this story, and you said Mike Allen. Mike Kelly, excuse me. Tell us a little bit about his background.
I don't know anything about his background.
No, except he used to engage.
Be in the auto.
There, that's what I want you to bring out.
He has some
expertise in this area.
That's why he
told
him.
When he challenged Maxine Waters.
That's why he said, you're not presenting any facts. Basically, what he was saying, I'm going to use my words, you're lying.
Right.
There's no discrimination. When you go to buy an auto. Stop the foolishness. Stop the divisiveness. Mm-hmm. We need to come together. We are Americans. Mm-hmm. Stop it. And more Republicans, more people need to come out and say those things. Stop them in their tracks.
You know, Barbara, what you're saying is very interesting, and it's very, very important, because Republicans, and some of this is laid out in your book, actually.
Oh, yes, it is.
You provide strategic steps and points.
Yes, I do.
And tactics for the Republicans to make some headway.
That's right.
Into urban communities.
Absolutely.
So what happens is people like Maxine Waters is like a race hustler.
She is.
They throw the race card, and that tends to shut a lot of white Americans down. They give in, they cave in, they don't challenge.
They paralyze.
So
they're paralyzed.
It paralyzes a lot of white Americans, particularly Republicans, because you don't want to be called a racist.
Absolutely.
So Maxine Waters and Al Sharpton and other people, they play on that.
Sly Jackson.
They exploit that.
That's right.
So what happened in this case is Mike Kelly, Republican of Pennsylvania, said, no, not today.
Not today.
You're going to be challenged on this allegation that the automobile industry is engaging in racism. And you know what's interesting about Maxine Waters, I didn't watch the exchange, and you did, but I doubt if she came back and had some solid statistics, solid, or people who said, or just evidence, not just one or two people.
No evidence.
Because there's going to be bumps and hiccups here and there, but there's no pattern, no trend to say that this is definitely a case of racism in the automobile industry.
She was even discussed it with the term "Make America Great Again."
Wow,
she said that. She was so over the top.
It threw her off her game because she's not used to being challenged.
And she was really challenged.
Mm.
She even got angry at the chair who was telling her that she needed to calm down, or
she was over
address
her time,
over her time, you know, address the chair, you don't address an individual. She was irritated with him. You didn't do that to him. Why are you doing it to me? This woman is 79 years old, and everyone in her district, she lives in, I think it was a $4.5 million home.
Wow.
And she runs an impoverished district.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who has voted for her should take a look at her and be ashamed of the way she's conducting herself. She's supposed to be working to improve the quality of life of her constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, she's disrespecting the president because she hates this term, "Make America Great Again."
Wow.
You know, as far as she's concerned, make America a socialistic, communistic country.
Wow.
Because when they had that oil spill, remember she had that Freudian slip when she says that we are socialists or something like that. I can't remember it exactly, and I don't want to misquote her.
Right.
But She's for bigger government, larger government, more government control. And they use that race card to manipulate black people and so-called and white liberals.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And Mike Kelly, the representative from Pennsylvania, called her on it, and that needs to be done more often.
Absolutely. Wow. Great, yes. Great reporting, Barbara.
Yes.
Great, great story. Another piece of good news this week is that five top aides to the leader of ISIS have been captured.
Amen.
Donald Trump announced that on Twitter, which he often does. He announces many of his major decisions or a run-up to those decisions on Twitter. He tweets out announcements, and this is excellent news. So ISIS, the Islamic State, has been basically decimated under this president. He's only been in office, I think, 16 months, if my math is halfway right. And ISIS sprouted up under President Obama. And
yes.
President Obama acted as though America was too weak to take out ISIS. Now, ISIS is basically a ragtag militia. And I remember, I clearly remember when they were in caravans traveling from Syria,
yes.
I believe it is, to Iraq. And the damage they did to Iraq is incalculable. In fact, pushing out Christians, threatening Christians, either convert to Islam, pay the jizya, the tax, or you're going to be killed. And a lot of Christians fled Iraq. All this happened on Obama's watch, the way the ISIS treated the Yazidi people. All of this happened on his watch, and it acted as though America was so powerless, so weak, that we could not face what was essentially and is now definitely a ragtag army. And yet under President Trump, and he promised during the campaign that we were going to bomb the S out of ISIS, and he has kept that promise. ISIS is basically, basically virtually powerless at this point.
Bomb the S?
Bomb the S out of them.
Okay.
And we have kept that promise, and ISIS is on the run. I do not know where these ISIS leaders are being held, but the fact that they were captured is really excellent news.
It is.
I mean, President Trump has been on a roll. I gotta tell you, he has been on a roll.
And the wall is being built.
The wall. Okay, tell us more about that.
Well, I mean, it's not much to tell. He just says that, you know, that wall is going to be built, and it's in the process of being built. So, and I know, you know, he kept saying Mexico is going to pay for it, and I guess we have to put some money up, but we're going to get the money back. I'm going to trust him. I trust him.
Well, there's no reason not to trust him.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, he has kept his promises. I think the only weak area where Trump seemed to get a little weak, in my opinion, was on DACA, on the immigration.
But I think he got that straight.
We cannot be just granting amnesty to millions who just want to walk over here. Coming to the United States is a privilege. It is not a right.
That's correct.
Not have a right to just walk into our country, fly
right.
into our country. You do not.
Oh, and what about the Democrat, what is he, the chair of the DNC or whatever, Ellison, who wore this shirt? That, you know, we don't need borders, or he doesn't recognize borders or whatever.
Right, right, right.
I mean, this we have a sovereign nation.
Right.
Unfortunately, the theme of the Democratic Party is that we're a nation without borders. We don't need borders.
Right.
What they're trying to do is increase their voting block.
Right.
That's all. Mm. That's why they want to give illegal immigrants driver's licenses, maintain sanctuary cities, and tell them, come on. We are the Democrats. We want you to come into our country, and you're supposed to vote for us. And that's not fair to the American people.
It's not. And really what it shows is that the Democrats, not all Democrats, there are some patriotic Democrats, but by and large, the Democratic leadership, they just really care about maintaining power.
That's it.
They want a new voting block. And as you see more black conservatives emerge, like a Kanye, like a Candace Owens and others.
Absolutely.
The stranglehold that the Democratic Party has had on black people is loosening.
Absolutely.
And that's what Democrats fear.
And
so they
Jamie.
want So they want more Jamie Glazoff.
Yes.
They want more blacks, want more, excuse me, illegal immigrants to come into the country so that they can have another voting block, a reliable voting block.
And I met someone because, you know, I talked on Mark Levin's show a few weeks ago. Someone from Chicago, Stephanie Trussell. And she's also a black conservative.
Wow.
In Chicago.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Amen. So the message is getting out there, and more of us are waking up to and shaking off that delusional dust, those shackles of the brain, and really putting God first and our country first.
Absolutely. Now, there's a rumor. I don't know if there's much reporting to support this rumor, but there is a rumor that there may have been a spy from the FBI who infiltrated Donald Trump's campaign. If it's true, I'm not going to vouch for the story. I don't know enough about it, but if it's true, it just shows the length to which they were willing to go to deny Donald Trump the presidency that he won from the American people.
They were not successful. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it past them because remember they got that warrant to be able to wiretap and et cetera, because they really wanted Hillary, Lion Clinton, and that's my way of putting it, to win.
Mm.
You know, but another thing I wanted to mention, but it didn't work. Thank God. God was very merciful to us. Another thing I wanted to mention that, you know, this administration is working on welfare reform.
That's right.
Welfare reform is very key. I don't have all of the information on it right now, but he signed an executive order that, you know, able-bodied people, not those who are disabled, not those who are challenged,
but
able-bodied people will have to go into training, do something so that they will have an opportunity to increase their station in life.
Right. Exactly.
And not just be dependent on getting a check.
Exactly.
So this administration is doing some very positive things.
And it's important. It's important for people to work for what they have, for work for the money. It increases their potential. It lets them realize that they have potential, that they can be a contributing member of this society and not just staying home watching television, wasting time, because they are not getting over their harm themselves, because by just waiting for a check, unless you're mentally or physically disabled, you should be working your money. It's not only so you can participate in society, but it betters you as a person. It helps modify any behavior. You know, it does. Working is honorable.
You have a sense of authorship. You know, you did this. Mm-hmm. You did that. Even when I worked as a secretary, when I look at the letters that I presented to my boss, you know, I had a sense of pride.
Right.
You know, if there was a mistake or something, this was before the computer when we had a typewriter, and my boss said, "Oh no, that's all right. That's all." I said, No. I'd retype it, you know, you know, do something to correct it. But it gives you a sense of pride and accomplishment.
Right.
So it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
These new, you know, how they're reforming, you know, the food stamp program, and we have a reduction in those on food stamps because during, 2013, we had about 4.7 million people on food stamps.
And now what I've heard is that there are now enough jobs for all
Absolutely.
Americans. That
Absolutely.
Is what I heard, and that has not happened since the 1940s.
And this is wonderful.
Exactly. So
That's
Trump
right.
is making America great again, and it's for all Americans.
That's right.
Black Americans are doing better under Donald Trump than they did under Barack
and
Obama.
And Maxine Waters should be ashamed of herself for calling him a dishonorable man. Show me how many men are supporting their children, even if they're not with the mother of the child.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them are supporting their children, giving their children life living skills?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I mean, that is a major accomplishment. You know, I bet you, how many does she have in her district that are taking care of their children? For her to call him dishonorable, that makes her, she's telling us who she is. She's a dishonorable
woman.
Right.
I mean,
woman.
You know, Maxine Waters, we probably gave her a little bit too much time today. But we needed to expose her.
Yes.
We needed to just tell the people of California in the district.
Stop putting her in office.
Please stop putting her into office. She has been long past her value as a representative. I believe she represents the Compton area.
Yes.
I stand stand to be corrected, but they've given her decades of reelecting Maxine Waters, and she's exploited it. She lives in a multi-million-dollar mansion while a lot of people in that area are below the poverty line, I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Before we go, we want to wish you all a happy Mother's Day.
Very happy Mother's Day. God bless every mother. God bless every woman who takes care of children, even if you've never given birth. God bless you richly, and may God continue to bless America. We're on this is a good time to be an American citizen, because we see things turning around, looking better. We have a president that wants to secure our borders, and thank God for all of that. So tonight, before you go to bed, just say, thank God for being so wonderful to us, and may God continue to bless America.
Yes, and I want to just congratulate Israel for the great celebration on May 15th, that will happen in a few days. And God bless our military women, mothers, wives, the nurses and the doctors just out there doing what they have to do. Yes.
And our law enforcement, because
Absolutely.
They put their lives on the line every day. God bless them, and y'all be safe.
Amen.
And thank you so much for listening to
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.